This is Freedom ERP with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast on no referendum for the EU treaty, a thread in the UK politics section of AbovePolitics.com. Just want to talk about this thread, which was started by Budsky. Great thread to start. There's been some interesting discussions, and for the next, probably no more than sort of 5 to 6 minutes, just want to sort of talk through my views on this one. Basically, in 1975, there was a referendum as part of the election manifesto of the Harold Wilson Labour government that he would give the people of the United Kingdom the opportunity to vote on continued membership of what was then the European Economic Community. Seen by many at the time as probably an organisation to promote free trade between a small number of countries within Europe. Since then, the EEC has become the European Community and probably migrated into the European Union. And there have been many discussions over probably the last 4 or 5 years within the EU about a constitution that would potentially bring the members closer together. And I think there's a lot of concern from some people that would transfer power from national sovereign governments to a European government. Now, there is no such thing technically as a European government, but there could potentially be organisations and people at a European level deciding and creating policy that would have an impact on every member country within the EU. And I think there are a lot of people who are probably thinking, do we want to go along with this one? And the sort of topic or the focus of Budsky's thread is that the government, the Labour government in the United Kingdom, have decided there would be no referendum on the EU treaty. Some people believe that the EU treaty is a substantive change to our membership of the European Union, and there are some people who are saying, well, we just don't want to be part of Europe. There are some people who are saying Europe is the best thing and we ought to move forward. And I think, personally, that there really ought to be given the opportunity for the people of the United Kingdom a referendum so that they can say, do they want to continue down this path? Now, certainly in the United Kingdom, we typically don't have a culture of referendum. Certainly, and I will stand to be corrected, and I know there are some very sharp and intelligent and bright people on ATS and Above Politics. I think the last national referendum was actually in 1974. On the continued membership of the EEC. There have been probably smaller referendum, probably in Scotland, about independence, and maybe in Wales regarding whether they wanted a National Assembly, but I stand to be corrected on those. So in essence, I think there's a is there a groundswell? Well, I suppose it depends where you sit in this debate, and it probably does sit along political party political lines in the United Kingdom. You've probably got the Conservatives, who are a right-leaning party. Anti-Europe, I'd say some sections of the party probably are anti-European. They certainly would want to give, I feel, the people of the United Kingdom the opportunity to vote on that one. And I probably suspect that the Tory party would vote for a status quo, we stay where we are today. I somehow don't think they would be advocating us moving out and moving away and cancelling our membership of the EU, whereas the UK Independence Party, who are probably regarded as being more right-wing than the Conservative Party, have sort of actively campaigned on, you know, let's actually get out of Europe. And you probably have the Liberal Party, who are sort of the middle ground in English politics. Not sure where they sit on that one. They're probably sort of, yes, we'll continue where we're going and probably look for closer ties. And certainly the current Labour government under Gordon Brown seems quite keen on a ratification of the EU treaty. I suppose Gordon Brown whilst he wasn't presented with a fait accompli by the previous Prime Minister Tony Blair at the recent European Heads of State meeting, but basically Tony Blair did sort of, I'm not sure what he signed up to, but certainly sort of intimated that the United Kingdom would be happy to move forward with ratification of the EU treaty. You'd like to think that there were serious and close discussions between the previous Prime Minister and the current Prime Minister. But I think there's been some interesting points raised on the thread. And I know Spinky Pinky, who I have a lot of time for, and I always enjoy reading his threads. He's very sharp, very bright, puts across a very logical argument here. He sort of, you know, I think is... And correct me if I'm wrong, Sminky Pinky. So I think very pro-Europe and that we should continue down that road, but puts forward a fairly persuasive argument about is it a substantive change. And I think he makes a very valid point that, you know, historically the United Kingdom is not a country that indulges in referendum. But I just think personally that this is a good opportunity for us as a country to sit back and say, okay, we've sort of been involved with the EEC since 1974. We had a referendum in 1975. How about after 30 years that we just sit back for a minute and say, okay, fine, we are where we are. And I'm certainly not advocating today that we withdraw from the considerable benefits to the United Kingdom of being part of the European Union. That's clearly crazy. But I think it might just be time just to reflect a little bit and say, okay, if we are going to move forward with much closer union and partnership with the EU, and potentially some decision-making processes are going to be devolved from sovereign governments to an EU administration, I just feel it's probably appropriate to just let the people of the United Kingdom say, okay, yeah, we're happy with that one. I think it might also maybe enable us at a national level to focus on things that I actually consider are more important. A lot of time in Parliament, in the media, is spent on debating the rights and wrongs of whether the EU treaty is, you know, a substantive change, is going to take away powers from our sovereign governments, is, you know, the start of a United States of Europe, which I suppose, not sure about that idea. I suppose I'd like to have the idea of a United States of Europe, purely if we could make sure that the United Kingdom were leading that, but then I suppose that's a very narrow-minded and probably fairly nationalistic view. Anyway, just wanted to put my views on the EU referendum and just really flag up that Budinski's got a great thread called No Referendum on EU Treaty. It's at abovepolitics.com and it's in the UK politics section. Just coming up on 8 minutes, so that's Freedom ERP finishing. Thank you very much.